Welcome back to another episode of Capes and Tights. I'm your host, Justin Soderberg, and this is my pull list, my weekly list of comic books that I buy at a local comic book shop, Galactic Comics and Collectibles in Bangor, Maine. This week, it's a big week. But before we get into it, let's chat about where you can find us on social media. You can find us on Facebook and on Instagram at Capes and Tights Podcast, and on Twitter at Capes Tights Pod, and our website, capesandtights.com. And as always, you can find us on Spotify, Apple, and all your major podcasting platforms. Subscribe, rate, review, all those things. It helps the program a lot. So I have a subscription box, pull list, pull box, subscription list, whatever you want to call it. It is a list of comic books that I purchase every week at Galactic Comics and Collectibles, and Paul pulls them aside and holds them for me so I can purchase them on Wednesday when they're released. This is something that every comic book lover should do at their local comic book shop or their LCS. And this is the one I do at my favorite place, Galactic Comics and Collectibles. So let's get into it. Pretty long list. I'll read over the comic books that I'm going to get. And then I'll also pick a quote unquote featured comic book to talk about at the end as well. So Amazing Spider-Man number 90, Ben Reilly Spider-Man number 2, Black Widow 14, Berserker number 7, Carnage Forever number 1, Dark Ages number 5, The Department of Truth number 16, Devil's Reign, Villains for Hire number 2, Elektra, Black, White, and Blood, number 2. Gunslinger Spawn, number 5. House of Slaughter, number 5. I usually get the cover A of the House of Slaughter and a blank variant as well, which is pretty cool. Iron Man, number 17. Killer Affairs of the State, number 1. Miles Morales, Spider-Man, number 35. Saga, number 57. Silk, number 2. Silver Surfer, number 2. Strange Academy, number 16. The Last Ronins, number 1. Fifth printing, and Last Run is number 2, fourth printing. Both those covers are done by our buddy, Ben Bishop, right out of here in Maine. So those are pretty cool. So that's number 1, and number 2 is fifth and fourth printing, respectively. In the 10 Deaths of Wolverine, number 3 rounds that list out. But for the featured comic book of the week is Ghost Rider number 1, and it's with cover A I'm going to be getting, and Scotty Young cover, which everybody who listens to this program knows. I'm a huge fan of Scotty Young. So let me go ahead and read the solicitation for you right now. Ghost Rider number 1 by writer Ben Percy and artist Corey Smith. Johnny Blaze has the perfect life. A wife, two kids, a job in an automotive repair shop, and in a small town community that supports him. But Johnny isn't doing well. He has nightmares of monsters when he sleeps, and he sees bloody visions when he's awake. This life is the beginning to feel like a prison. And then there's a spirit in him that's begging to break out. Ben Percy of Wolverine and X-Force and Corey Smith of Conan the Barbarian and Captain Marvel are going back to basics with the spirit of vengeance in this exercise first issue. So that's exciting. Ghost Rider number 1 by Ben Percy and Corey Smith. But also, I read in that list, Killer Affairs of the State is also a big pull list item this week, as well as a number of other ones. So don't forget to grab all those. Because it's such a long list, I am not going to read it over again. And I'll just pick a few key ones out. Berserker number 7, Carnage number Forever number 1. We got that Ghost Rider number 1, like I mentioned, Gunslinger Spawn, House of Slaughter number 5, Killer Affairs of the State, I should say, Saga number 57, Strange Academy 16, and the two reprints of Last Run number 1 and Last Run number 2, the fifth and the fourth printing, respectively, by our buddy Ben Bishop out of Westbrook, Maine. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review and all that stuff on Apple, Spotify, and all those major podcasting platforms. But also follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram for the latest from us. This week, check out Tuesday's episode featuring a review of the Peacemaker DC series on HBO Max by James Gunn, as well as next week we are going to be talking Ghostbusters Afterlife. Finally, after some technical difficulties when we were supposed to do it a couple weeks back, we're actually going to get to it next week. Also look for some bonus episodes and things like that as well, and check out all of our previous episodes on capesandtights.com. But until next time, I'm your host, Justin Soderberg, and this has been the Capes and Tights Podcast. Peace.